Unit 11. Cross-cultural viewpoints. Reading 1.
Repatriation of remains. The debate about repatriation of remains continues to divide scientists and indigenous people. On the one hand, indigenous groups strongly believe that they have the right to determine the future of the remains of their ancestors. On the other hand, scientists believe that the information gained from skeletons about human origins and patterns of disease outweighs the arguments made by indigenous groups. This division is seen in such places as North America, Australia, and New Zealand. Repatriation became a U.S. law in 1990, when the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, NAGPRA, was passed. The main principles of NAGPRA are basic. Burial sites are sacred and should not be disturbed, and remains that have been removed from graves should be returned to their descendants. Museums and universities have returned thousands of remains to various indigenous groups for reburial. There are two main arguments in support of repatriation. One involves the need to make amends for past abuse. The second involves the ancestral line and rights to remains. First, one must look at how most of these remains ended up in museums and universities. Most of these collections were gathered during times of colonization, under some of the most severely oppressive conditions indigenous groups have faced. Graves were looted for skeletons, and grave goods were displayed in museums. Indigenous groups in favor of repatriation are finally able to reclaim their identities, which were taken from them centuries ago. Secondly, indigenous groups are laying claim to their ancestral lines. Many cultures feel there's a direct link between people from their culture today and their ancestors going back thousands of years. They also believe that the treatment of their ancestors directly affects their own lives now. Many First Nations groups believe that everything is born from the earth. They believe in a creator who brought balance into the world in the form of a circle. If the ancestors' remains are not put back into the earth, the circle is not complete, and balance is destroyed. Many feel that the hardships First Nations groups have long experienced is a result of the theft of their ancestors' remains. Although scientists make the argument that there is a limit to how far back a group can claim ancestry, this argument is made according to Western beliefs. Indigenous people argue that scientists must recognize the belief systems followed by the cultural groups in question, which may not have time limits on ancestry. On the other side of the repatriation debate is the scientific argument. Perhaps the most persuasive argument is based on the information derived from these skeletal collections. They can be used to understand human history and diversity, human evolution, human migration, disease, health, and cultural practices. The Natural History Museum in London holds an extensive collection of about 19,500 items. Doctors, for example, have used this collection to develop new methods for knee replacements. Japanese dentists have used it to study the impact of diet on dental disease. It has also been used as a training collection for forensic anthropologists who identify victims from mass burials. If this collection were to be repatriated, this work would not be possible. A second argument for the retention of remains involves changes in scientific techniques and the questions being asked. When the remains were first collected, they were used to classify people into races and, oftentimes, to try to prove the superiority of one race over another. Opponents of repatriation now argue that anthropologists use these collections to show the universality of human traits, rather than promoting theories of racial superiority. Moreover, they argue, skeletal remains are a record of the past, and if these remains disappear, a large part of history is lost. However, both positions in the debate contain valid arguments and should be considered.